Hints of the year to come came in the form of a speech and then a panel discussion led by Jeffrey Zients, the White House Chief Performance Officer and acting head of the Office of Management and Budget at yesterday's Excellence in Government Conference. For one thing, he and Federal Chief Technology Officer Vivek Kundra say count on more of the same when it comes to cracking down on bloated, inefficient information technology projects.
Give a sense of where you're headed with IT. In a couple of weeks, we're going to roll out some reforms without, those aren't fully baked yet, but give us a sense of the future of IT.
Sure. Well, one, as you know, the 35 tech set sessions that Jeff pointed to, we're going to continue to build on that in terms of going after large, complex IT projects, making sure that they're scoped properly, that they deliver, and especially in this tough economic environment, that those projects that don't produce dividends for the American people, we end up terminating them.
In a panel discussion following Zients' keynote speech, Kundra also hinted that one large federal agency may be getting some more attention in the year to come.
I just came out of a TechStat session with the Social Security Administration, and we were talking about how do you actually build the next generation Social Security Administration. So part of what's happening there is a massive investment in customer relationship management, and you look at the investments we're making around simplifying access to Social Security benefits. We're doubling down on both sides of the house, which is making sure that where we can, we're making strategic investments around modernizing our infrastructure, but at the same time recognizing that we live in a world that's both paper and digital.
Zients also says that in the months to come, OMB will take the wraps off of a new project to analyze how the federal government delivers services to citizens.
Which looks at the high volume services across government and looks at what are the standards, the service quality standards, driving for common metrics where we can across agencies and looking at how we're performing against those standards. And clearly where we have big gaps, that's where we need to make sure that agencies, senior leadership are focused on closing those gaps between acceptable service standards or world-class service standards and how people are currently performing. So that's something that we'll be releasing sometime across the next couple of months.
For the most part, though, Zients used the talk portion of his presentation to offer a look back at the accomplishments of the past year. He noted that it was about a year ago this time that he had come to last year's 2009 Excellence in Government Conference to lay out the six top priorities for the Obama administration since coming on board as Chief Performance Officer.
Drive top priorities, reduce waste, reform contracting, close the IT performance gap, attract and motivate top talent, and drive results through open government.
Zients methodically made his way through the six priorities, citing examples of how the administration has worked within the bounds of executive branch authority to change what it can in government. He noted how the Veterans Affairs Department has teamed with Housing and Urban Development to combat homelessness among returning military vets, and how they've developed groundbreaking software applications to battle the scourge of improper payments among those receiving economic stimulus payments, and the huge cross-agency contract to save money through strategic sourcing of office supplies, and the effort to cut the federal hiring process and make the cover letter and resume the means of choice for applying for a federal job. In general, Zients believes the administration has a lot to be proud of.
While we certainly have much left to do, our progress to date gives me a lot of optimism because we're building momentum. And I believe that this momentum will lead to more of the results we want and need. And most importantly, this momentum will lead to sustained structural improvement.
With all of that, however, Zients and his team could not escape a few questions about some of the ugly realities they face while governing in the year to come. For example, Zients was asked to comment on the effort to advance and innovate in government at a time when Congress remains deadlocked on something as basic as this year's budget resolution. Zients decided to delegate that question to OMB Comptroller Danny Werfel.
Danny. You haven't said a lot.
It's a very good question, and you know, it's not a new challenge. It's one that the government deals with every year. During a period where there's a continuing resolution, there's a lot of ability for the agencies to be working and planning for what is coming down the pike. You know, fortunately, we have insight into where Congress is in terms of the House and Senate bills on appropriations, and we can start planning accordingly.
That's OMB Comptroller Danny Werfel. At the Reagan Trade Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.